Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute. Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Don't miss a minute. Also, patronize the advertisers you hear on the radio show, the stream, or the radio stations. Please patronize the advertisers. Go buy stuff. Lewis Black, half hour from now. Lewis is going to be on tour, off the rails tour. Coming to the whole Midwest and all over the country, for that matter.
That implies he was on the rails at one time.
Apparently, it does. Yeah.
Oh, we don't know how long ago that was.
Right. Well, we'll find out.
Filmmaker John Waters tomorrow, and T.J. Miller in the studio on Friday. T.J. is at the Funny Bone this weekend, Thursday through. And Nick is doing some comedy too. A rare in Omaha appearance on Thursday, right?
I'll be at Infusion Brewing in Benson in Omaha Thursday. Farmhand Brewing in Erling, Iowa Friday. And Rosie's downtown Lincoln Saturday night.
Lincoln.
Veteran Hollywood actress Arlene Dahl passed away.
You have the list yet?
Her son, son Lorenzo Lamas.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
Confirmed his mother's passing on social media at the age of 96.
Oh, her dad was, his dad was Fernando Lamas, right?
Yes, he comes from royalty.
So they dated and married, obviously. Okay.
She was in the 96-year-old, before she was 96, was in The Bride Goes Wild, Reign of Terror, and the 1959 movie Journey to the Center of the Earth.
How many had her, Craig?
Oh, about 18 or so.
18, okay, that's more than that.
About? Or exactly?
It might be 15 players had Arlene Dahl.
That's about 18.
They include but are not limited to, once again, Alan Alda.
Oh, he's
making a comeback.
Well. Alan Alda's making a comeback.
Yeah. Where's he at now? 5, 6?
Probably.
I don't know. Depends on which list this was a hit on.
All right. Yeah.
And I Would Walk 500 Miles gets a hit.
You would, huh? All right, hang on. I hope that guy gets no more hits. Like next year either.
I hope he gets 500 more. Yeah.
By the way, there's guys on Twitter asking to cue the Pretenders. That's the Proclaimers. So get it right. 500 miles
it
by
is the Proclaimers.
Back alley colonoscopy gets a hit.
Oh, don't try that.
Well, that's
again
all going to be forced to do.
Okay.
That's right.
The Supreme Court outlaws colonoscopies.
That's right.
You can't have one in Mississippi now.
No.
Death Trap gets a hit. Ed's Dead Bunny Bike Ride gets a hit.
Back in Mississippi.
Oh, that's a great story.
You're not allowed anywhere near the butt. You get close to anyone's butt, you're in trouble.
That makes Jesus angry.
It does.
It does.
It does.
Farm Aid 87 Survivor gets a hit.
Like you can't ship your farts out of Mississippi. Because that came in contact. That came out
of
your
butt. Too close to the butt.
God of Thunder gets a hit with Arlene Dahl.
Really?
Stole your name. What is your Deadpool name? It's just Nick, right?
No, it's God of Thunder.
That's
God
him.
Of Thunder, yeah.
Oh, that's you.
That's him.
You didn't know you had a hit?
No.
Yeah, I wonder if it is you.
I can look at the thing.
How many God of Thunders are there? You can't have two same names.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Sure you can.
I've never heard of this lady.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't think you could duplicate names.
I don't know if it's spelled differently.
And rock and roll.
They spell God of Thunder differently.
G-A-W-D. God of Thunder.
And you could put a space with a, an underscore in there, that sort of thing.
Nick, you didn't even know you got a hit?
Mm-mm.
Is that you?
I don't know. I think I forgot my username.
It's God of Thunder.
Or a different God of Thunder.
So, yeah, I don't.
Who else?
I don't know who it is. Let's see. God of Thunder. Heavy Bertation gets a hit, as does Hurricane Cristobal. Kellyanne Conway's O-Face.
Oh, yeah.
Papa Pandy Sexy Pants gets a hit, as does Post-COVID Gang Lick. Todd's Butt Pharmacy. And Uranus Juice gets a hit.
I did have her.
Yeah, congratulations, God of Thunder, man. How many hits you have now?
That's the only hit on the It's Only Right Now list.
How many hits you have all together?
All together.
Spread across three lists.
One, two, six.
Across three lists?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And what's the most you have on a single list?
Right.
Three.
Okay.
Limbaugh, Prince Phillips. Or Prince Philip and Leon Spinks.
All right.
Are you even trying?
I mean, I've got Bob Barker, Dick Van Dyke, Bob Dole.
You better hang out next year. You got your list ready to go for next year yet? Everybody can get theirs ready. Craigsdeadpool.com or TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Yeah, I need to start working on that. So I've got that spreadsheet now.
Studying the spreadsheet.
Yakety-smackety spreadsheet. It goes from a lot of money on the open market.
I'm curious how many man hours he puts into that.
I don't know.
He probably takes a lot of work from years past.
You know, yeah, sure. I think it's an ongoing thing.
Right.
He's obviously a computer guy, knows what he's doing.
But the initial publication, that probably involved a lot of homework.
Right.
I do like, if you look at the top of it, it says, you know, yakety schmackety draft board, accept no substitutes.
Right. God of Thunder and rock and roll. Well, the name of the other list. It's Only Right Now is one list. Which are the other lists?
One is in Rock and Roll.
Okay.
And Rock and Roll. And then we have In Surrounding Areas.
Oh, you put some effort into it. Good for you, Nick.
There's only two hits on the Surrounding Areas list. Tommy Lasorda and Gordon Liddy.
Coming up that season again, they're going to start showing those.
I have Pope Benedict and Lawrence Taylor on that list.
Oh, really?
This is all a mess.
They start partying together. You might get mad. It's all a mess. But the Turd still has nine hits, and Shannon Daugherty's going to hang on. I'm telling you, man.
Certainly hope so.
She ain't going. I do, too.
Tiger Woods says he will not play on the PGA Tour full-time ever again.
No, he's
not. Shocking.
Not.
He wants to play a few. He wants to pick and choose a few events a year, kind of like.
And he'll be favored. No, he won't.
No.
But they'll say that, and I don't hate Tiger. I don't even hate Tiger anymore.
But
I just,
not by
I
the
hate the media.
Yeah, he might be favored, but not favored by the people that know what they're doing.
No, I saw some odds being thrown about already, and you know he should be 8 zillion to 1, but he's not.
But that's because it's betting. People want to bet on who they like
to encourage action.
But he ain't. Yeah. He ain't going
to
golf.
He says he has to accept the unfortunate reality as he continues to rehab.
I want to bet on Tiger. I'll take your bets. $1,000 minimum, and I'll pay you $100 million if you win.
Yes.
I saw one in clip yesterday where
that's
said,
pretty high odds there, Todd.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. But I'm pretty confident.
I am, too.
He said it wasn't quite 50-50, but he said there was
his leg.
Yeah, there were moments where he didn't know if he was going to walk out of there with two legs.
Right.
I mean, that was a severe injury.
Right. Let the guy live his life. He's got $6 billion to sit on. He's fine.
He could buy so many farts with $100 million.
Good point, Nick.
Well, it's a point.
What if that guy who just got exonerated for that murder and got $1.5 million spends it all on farts? The whole thing. I'm anywhere to live. I have all these empty glass jars. Oh, they had farts in them.
I'm saving that one for later, man. I'm saving that for later.
90 Day Fiance would be busy.
Yeah.
What if you get a description with each jar as to like what she ate? To produce that fart so you could, you know.
The Burger King, one could probably kill you. Putting your nose into a jar where there's a Burger King fart, you could probably drop dead. So I'd probably want something where
Certificate of authenticity? Don't you want somebody taking a picture?
Yeah.
And I want to hear it.
And I wonder,
audio.
I want a jar on the front so you might catch something on the way up.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about there, Craig?
Yeah.
You hold that jar up front, not in the back. So when you do, it wafts up past something that might smell pretty nice. But that's just
you'd
me.
Like to
it's
think.
Still going
to
be mixed with fart.
It is.
But it sounds like a nice bouquet.
It's tempered a little bit, Nick.
Yeah.
I think you should know what meal caused each fart.
That's what I mean.
So that you could, you know, maybe discern differences.
Have you tried that before? Have you tried the burritos? Yeah, they're pretty good.
But if she's farting 1,800 times a day, we heard, whatever the number was.
1,800.
She's made of farts.
Yeah, and she's just doing this for 2 days. It's very easy to narrow down what she's eating.
Yeah, but I still want to know.
I don't believe it.
There's wet ones coming out.
I'm going to have to call her on that one. I don't think you're farting 1,800 times a day.
No, Craig said 1,800. I think she said
still, it was
like
1,500. It was like 30 some times a day.
It was a lot.
Your
like,
butthole's not closing if you're it's permanently open if you're farting 1,800 times a day.
You're a constant fart.
Right.
That's not farting. That's just an air compressor.
Right.
That's just
I'll take that one.
How much for the third one?
Hang on here. Hang on. I'll tell you which one I want. That one. Right there. I want that one.
That squeaker's appealing.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's so hard to choose.
That one. That might cost more.
It was 50 a day. 97 in 2 days.
1,800.
Whatever.
Oh,
see,
so twice an hour.
You can't do that every day. Who farts consistently every day?
Tyler?
No, I don't.
Right. And it's not consistent.
No, it varies from day to day.
I mean, you do fart every day, and you fart a handful of times every day, but not 50.
But no one is
1,800.
Quote unquote regular when it comes to that.
She's got to be manufacturing some of these somehow.
I guarantee you we've all had 50 fart days.
Right.
Oh, easily.
No, I got about it. I'm working on about it.
Yeah,
a
some guy's opening
morning.
Up a jar and this is her sister. This is not your fart.
If she won't do it, her sister will. This is her sister. You're pretty active, you know.
It would suck. You're just hanging out having fun, and then you feel it bubbling. You're like, I got to go to work.
Are there any women buying farts from hot dudes? No. Men are freaks, man. We are just freaks. The whole mass of us are just freaks.
Yeah, but it's good for the ladies selling farts.
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah. Got to keep the economy going.
Buy local. Small business Saturday.
She just has boxes and boxes of mason jars.
Yeah.
If she gets good enough, she might be able to open up a brick-and-mortar store, you know, just shipping walk in.
Right.
Yeah. That's another thing.
I'll make you one right here.
I thought we were a little short on the mason jars.
Yeah.
She's got her little kiosk at the mall.
We were short for a while, and I don't know how that worked out, but today is National Mason Jar Day, so be aware that there are mason jars.
You can get them again. You can get them again.
She should go on the Kelly Clarkson show.
Oh, yeah.
I just bought a few.
Yeah.
For your farts or your chili?
Neither. For the pickled Polish sausage.
Oh, pickled Polish.
Oh.
Nuts and sausage for Christmas, you know.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson probably could have sold that trash can of poo for a good amount.
Yeah.
Oh.
She could have retired.
Trash. That's going to be a Deadpool name next year. Kelly Clarkson's trash can of poo. I hope that's a Deadpool name.
Somebody just wrote it down.
Somebody squat on that one.
Somebody just wrote it down. Now's the time to come across those names.
Yes.
Because you can just go and enter it right now.
Right now, you're right.
She squatted on it, too.
Yeah. That would be a good time for a cute little story, Craig.
Yeah, please.
Oh, a cute little story?
Yeah, yeah. One that doesn't involve bodily function.
More like death or something.
Yeah.
A man is being sentenced to death.
There you go.
There you go. Thank you.
Pick me up.
In North Korea for smuggling in copies of the hit Netflix series Squid Game.
I saw that.
Oh, yeah, they don't like that.
Authorities allegedly caught high school students watching Squid Game. Sources said it was smuggled in from China on USB drives.
And he was wearing a leather jacket, so he's dead.
The smuggler is facing death by firing squad. Six students who watched the series have been sentenced to 5 years hard labor. Teachers and school administrators have also been fired and faced banishment to work in remote mines.
He's a good guy, though. Remember that? Kim Jong-un's a good guy.
North Korea passed the Elimination of Reactionary Thought and Culture Act in 2020, prohibiting the entry and distribution of cultural material like movies, plays, music, books.
See, that's a country where one guy runs the whole country. Do you want to live there?
Sure.
I know people that think they want to live in a place like that.
Yeah, because that guy makes good decisions.
Right.
Nothing but good decisions with you in mind.
President for life till he dies.
It's this guy go in front of like a regular firing squad, or is it like the like that giant gun that he killed his uncle with?
Oh, they,
it's like anti-aircraft missile or something.
Well, they should actually kill him like they do in a Squid Game, red light, green light. You know,
is that what that's about? Is that how they kill him?
One of them. There's a bunch of different games now. I still haven't watched it. My kids watched it. They liked it.
I've hit the backlash to the hype portion of the Squid Game.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
It might be great, but everybody's told me it's great, so screw you. I'm not watching it.
I keep forgetting to watch the most recent Yellowstone.
It's good. They're all good.
Oh, I see people bitching about
that. I see people. It's a slow developing story in some. You know what? Those people can't handle storytelling. The last one ended with like a shootout. That's why.
I mean, you can't have a shootout every episode.
No, you can't.
Right. The first episode was really intense, so. Yeah, you got to kind of tone it down from there.
The first one was more intense than I thought it was going
to
be.
Right.
If you want to be realistic about it, I mean, you could have shootouts every damn episode.
There is some storytelling going on right now that some of it's a little slow, but it's still good because they're such great actors.
But if they'd maintained the intensity of the first episode, it would have been way over the top.
Oh, that's, yeah.
It would have been like John Wick.
Right.
And I find that I prefer the shows where the storyline is unfurled to you over the course of an entire season.
Because there's a better payoff that way.
Yeah.
You're more emotionally involved.
Instead of like your network drama where it's, we got a crime, we got an investigation, and we found the guy all in one episode.
60 minutes.
Right. I don't want that.
In 48 minutes.
Yeah. Make me pay attention for the entire season.
And if you're big fans, I think we're talking to Jimmy maybe next week, right?
Looking to, hopefully.
Okay, right.
Mm-hmm. Jefferson White, I believe is his name.
It's weird to me watching that with commercials. I don't watch a lot of stuff that has commercials.
Yeah,
so it's like, it's all intense. They make some point, and then they're like, hey, look at this laundry soap. Like, this all just seems like tone deaf and weird.
I actually saw the guy who
patronize your advertisers, by the way, on this program.
I actually saw the guy who plays Jimmy in another show.
Oh, yeah?
And he was a drug dealer in that show as well.
Hmm.
He was like a meth head drug dealer.
Okay, got it.
Pretty much the same guy, just in a different show.
I hope his back gets better.
Yeah, me too.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Law enforcement sources tell TMZ Lululemon Athletica has been putting tracking devices on store merchandise, not to stop thefts from happening, but to recover the lost goods after the crime takes place.
Oh, so they bust into your yoga class, take your pants?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
How long have they been doing that? Because my wife lost a pair of these pants. If there's a tracking device on it, we could find where they went.
Lululemon?
Mm-hmm.
Well, after you, purchase them and, put them on, you probably notice the tracking device and have it taken off or something like that. Or maybe it's one of those things that they take it off at the...
Once you buy it.
At the register.
Once you actually buy it.
Yeah. You've legally purchased them.
If you're smashing, grabbing Lululemons, you could be screwed. They could find
your ass. Those other tags that we've seen, are they just meant to set off a sensor?
That's the store.
There's no tracking device in them.
No, that's just to set off the alarm.
If you take those off at home, the ink flies all over those things.
I understand. Yeah. So as a result of these trackers, police were recently able to track down several women in a vehicle in Orange County shortly after they'd hit a Lululemon store in Los Angeles. They recovered about $15,000 worth of stolen gear when they pulled over the vehicle, another $5,000 in goods stolen from other stores in the area.
Stop them before they kill again.
Right.
The legging thieves.
So they get those pants are expensive. They probably had what, 3 pairs of pants?
Are they expensive?
Yeah,
they're real expensive.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Law enforcement sources tell TMZ that these trackers can be a good deterrent, but they say that criminals keep coming back because often they're just being released without bail.
Can I buy a fart if she farts right through Lululemon's yoga pants?
Sure.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. I'm sure you can. You want that filter? Do you want the Lululemon filter?
Just want you to just blast one right through there, and we're fine. I'll give you an extra $5.
Or you're blasting
through some Lululemons.
Right. Or I can fart through my Rydell sweatpants. Yeah. How about that?
I'm fine with that, too, Todd.
Where's my wallet?
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.